So, looking at this Rudy Gobert situation, why is this a big deal? Well, hey, the NBA shut down, which they were going from, all right, we're not going to have players in the stands, to everything stop. Why? Because Rudy Gobert, and you can see it in the chat room, he's kind of an idiot. He was diagnosed with the Wuhan, but before that, he was complaining about it, how he didn't feel well. And he touches all the microphones, he touches everything. But also, you have Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert. Think about this. In just the last 5 days, he plays for the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz played the Toronto Raptors, who then played the Sacramento Kings, And the Sacramento Kings played the Portland Trailblazers. Portland played Phoenix. Phoenix played Milwaukee. Milwaukee played Denver. Cleveland played. It goes down 12 different teams in 5 days. He is, because he shut down all 30 teams. And in just the past days, let's just look at the Cleveland. Let's just look at the Utah Jazz, right? The Raptors, he played the Toronto Raptors, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics, and the Detroit Pistons, who have all been told to self-quarantine. And that in the past 10 days. And it's not just the arena. It's the practice facility. It's the hotels they stayed at. It's the cars they rented or the bus they came in. It's the restaurants they frequent. It's, there was another thing I was thinking about. The airplanes they fly in. You couldn't, if I was a screenwriter and they said, find a way to spread this as quickly as possible. Well, I'm going to put it in a professional athlete who has unfettered access to pretty much anywhere they desire and get bussed around the entire country. It is, In this article from CBS.com's James Herbert says that this could go far beyond all of this. By the way, Donovan Mitchell, his teammate, tested positive because apparently Rudy Gobert, he's kind of a big goofball and he just touches everybody's stuff in the locker room, which, by the way, I'm not down with. So my 5'7", my 5'6.5" self would have had a problem with the over 7 foot Rudy Gobert. We would have had some issues. I would have bit that dude's ankles. But they said the effect of Gobert's positive tests could go far beyond all this, in addition to the players he's competing against, the team staff that he traveled with, and the media that was covering the team. All of those people did. And then the Utah Jazz, when they were in Boston, practiced at Emerson College that week. It's one of those things that you go, that's not real. That can't be. But from an emergency management standpoint, and a guy who's written screenplays before, I'm like, man, you couldn't write a better way to spread something like this. You just couldn't. Yep, that's how people go. Unbelievable. Please. Just ridiculous. Anyway, we have two other stories, non-COVID-19, because I did promise that, non-Wuhan stuff, because we don't want to be steeped in the Wuhan hysteria. We've talked about it enough. So, from FoxNews.com, 6 female Utah state senators walk off the floor to protest abortion ultrasound bill. This is by Vananda Rambaran of Fox News. And I'm sorry, Vananda, that I just butchered your name. All 6 female lawmakers from both sides of the aisle walked off the floor of the Utah State Senate and refused to vote on a bill that passed anyway on Tuesday, which mandates that women be shown an ultrasound before receiving an abortion. Now, let's look at how that goes. Which, by the way, Joel Osteen's Happy Church, they've suspended all public masses. So that's another Another thing in the another check in the positive column for the Wuhan. Kidding, but not really. Currently, women receive an ultrasound before an abortion procedure, but the healthcare providers are not required to show the patients the results. Under the new bill, however, a doctor could be fined $100,000 or more if they perform the procedure without showing a pregnant woman an image from the ultrasound and making the fetal heartbeat audible, if possible. So apparently, Republican Senator Deidre Henderson, who is a Republican, just lost it and walked out because it's an invasive nature of the bill. I'm sorry, Ms. Henderson. What the hell are you talking about? You know what's more invasive? Murdering a baby. She goes, I'm very pro-life and always vote pro-life bills, but I'm concerned that we are overstepping with government mandates of medically unnecessary procedures. Abortion is not a medically necessary procedure, Henderson. Luckily, despite the fact that all six women left, which is why they shouldn't be in politics, the bill passed 16-7. So, good for them passing the bill anyway, despite this nonsense where these women left. Oh, I'm so pro-life. I'm just like the most pro-life person ever. I'm so pro-life. Except for this bill. What are you, Tommy Lauren? With this nonsense? Yep. So, yeah, I don't know what those people are going to do. Joel Osteen's happy church, they shut everything down. Because you know at the first sign of trouble, Joel Osteen's going to drop everything and run. And just run. The only faith he has is in his checkbook. So he is not the guy you want to be relying on if things are going bad. Okay, we're getting some information here that the PGA is going to continue, but without fans. That's cool. That's fine. That's not really a big deal because it's golf. They don't need them, so they can play. They can continue to play golf. Right? They don't need. Like, basketball would have been, it's going to be weird when I watch the NCAA tournament and it's just an empty arena. It's going to be kind of neat, but it's going to be kind of weird at the same time. And I mean, hey, we'll all get a taste of what women's basketball is like because nobody watches that stuff. 844-527-8723. Crusade Channel News Time is 52 past the hour. Talking about our latest encounter with the sweet prince that is Alex Jones.